on the 2nd of January, it was finished the time at DLR voluntarily. Unfortunately, they didn't comply with the expectation, and then one option is military operations to defeat the FDLR and to force the surrender of this group. It's very important for FDLR to stop the activities in the eastern part of Congo to bring more stability. We don't have only FDLR as an armed group, but FDLR is very important politically, and the surrender is important to the stability here. MONUSCO and the Congolese Armed Force, we work very well in joint operations. I have experience in to work in joint operations, and we have a joint plan, and we are ready to follow the decision, the political decisions, in order to defeat the FDLR. Now, everybody knows as well that the 15th of January, there is one meeting in Luanda, in Angola, and the regional organizations, SADC and ICGLR and more employees and more authorities will be there. And for sure, the FDLR will be questioned, I don't know. But we are going to have confirmation of decisions and military components here in MONUSCO, and we will support the SC to take all the action decided against the arms. We are ready to do that.
General, how many combatants from FDLR we are talking about?
Depends on the source. But we are talking less than 2,000.
Any other information on actions to be taken to defeat the rebels in Congo?
I expect that the leaders of FDLR, they have the initiative to surrender according to the negotiations, according to the conversation they had with the international community, according to the conditions that were established, and to not have military operations, they need to surrender to bring more stability to the eastern part of Congo and to the whole. And if they don't comply with that, we are ready to follow this from the political authorities, and we are going to start the operation against them.